Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk today about getting emotional around inanimate things. And so the old Kenny Rogers song, The Gambler, you know, my favorite line from that song is the chorus. Know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. And I think this is really appropriate, especially given what's happening in the world right now with things like real estate and how expensive everything has become. You know, a lot of us are sitting on you know, appreciated assets right now. And the challenge that many of us have, and I put myself in this, and I really put my wife in this situation, is we get so emotionally attached to these things that we can't let go of them. And even when that opportunity comes up to cash in or to take advantage of a situation that exists, we're not able to do it, or we won't let ourselves do it. And just an observation, when I think about all the very, very wealthy people I know, right, that are you know, multi-millionaires, and I look at what they do and how they work their lives, I find that they do not get emotionally attached to things at all. So in a time like this, you might see, so I you know, as I ride my bike along the ocean and, you know, past these million-dollar houses, and you know, I saw, you know, months ago, people, as real estate prices went up and up, there was a bunch of listings out there. And of course, they went away very quickly because the market's so hot. But these are people that are very wealthy. And they said, you know what, I'll get another house on the ocean at some point down the road. But right now I can cash out of this thing and go somewhere else. And there's no emotional attachment. They just go because they realize that the opportunity presents itself when it does, and it may not be there again. When I think about some of the people that I work with that are great asset managers, I see the same thing. You know, they don't get emotionally tied to the stocks or the bonds that they're holding on to. They just don't. It's just a decision that they make, and they almost have to be that way if they're going to be good at their craft. And so there's no emotional involvement. And what you find is people that get emotional, those are the people that ultimately crash and burn because they stay on the ride for too long. They just don't have the discipline to step away from it. And it's something we can all learn from. And I'm me especially, right? I deal with these things. Like I'm sitting on some real estate that, you know, I love my primary residence. I love my house in Colorado. I've got a couple of other properties that are rental properties that I have. But, you know, I tend to get too emotionally involved with them. Like, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? If I sell now, am I going to rent somewhere? Like, how's this going to work? And my wife especially gets tied to these things. And I really and truly wish that I could practice what I preach in this area a little bit more often, because I think, this is one of those times where maybe it makes sense to take some of the chips off the table. It really does. But if not for the emotions are getting in the way, right? There's other places to live. I just need a roof over my head. I could sell this place and, you know, wait a while, and who knows what happens in the future. But certainly, you know, there's got to be some opportunities right now to take some profits. And I think that's really what we're talking about here. And not letting your emotions get in the way of what should really work. Now, you know, for me, it's not just about me, it's about my wife, and I'd have to do a pretty good sales job to convince her to move to do what I want her to do. But I'm slowly working on that. And maybe over time it'll happen for me. But again, at the end of the day, it's just a thing. If you're going to get emotionally attached to something, get emotionally attached to people, family, friends, loved ones. That's where you put your emotional capital. Don't get emotionally attached to things, because things can be replaced. And I think it's that simple. And so take the opportunity to just figure out, okay, what things have appreciated, right? Investments of all kinds have really appreciated, whether it's real estates, whether it's stocks, whatever it is, most things are up nicely. Is there a place where you can take some chips off the table now that makes sense for you? That's really what we want to focus on. Find that opportunity, take it now. And even if it's not, you know, even if it's not divesting yourself of everything, maybe there's an opportunity to take some of it off the table and think about that. Think about where you can do it. Because as we said, we don't know how long this is going to last, but you know, I've been on the planet for a long time and things work in cycles. We know that. So we don't know how long this cycle is going to last, but certainly things have come a long way in a fairly short period of time. Now may be the time to separate your thoughts from the standpoint of you know, emotion and being a little bit more logical and really making some tougher decisions that may make sense for the long term. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, just do an inventory of what you're holding on to. Think about what you're holding on to for emotional reasons. Think about things that are highly appreciated that maybe you know you can cash in and take some chips off the table. And why not start to act on it now?